E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. Texas officials say it'll take days to restore electricity after Beryl came ashore as a Category 1 hurricane, knocking out power to nearly 3 million homes and businesses. At least three people have been killed while first responders race to rescue the stranded. Jackie Quinn has the story of one team.
Dozens of cars were literally floating on Houston streets, and that's where Mattress Mac Jr. comes in. The son of the owner of Gallery Furniture, made famous for sheltering residents during past storms, is doing it again.
Water's so high that these cars are over 50% submerged.
James McInvale on Facebook, he and his crew offering to help stranded drivers and offering shelter and food with no electricity.
If anybody wants to go to Gallery Furniture, we have power, food, water there.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, more than 146 million people under heat alerts around the country. Record high temps in Oregon suspected to have caused four deaths in the Portland area. President Biden sent congressional Democrats an open letter standing firm against calls for him to drop his candidacy. The Republican National Committee is adopting a policy document that reflects former President Trump's position on abortion, opposing a federal ban, and ceding limits to the states. A New Mexico judge has ruled actor Alec Baldwin's role as co-producer on the movie Rust is not relevant to the involuntary manslaughter charge against him.
Prosecutors had argued in a pretrial hearing on Monday that Alec Baldwin knew he was acting negligently on the set of the movie Rust because he was a co-producer. Judge Mary Marlowe Summer sided with Baldwin's defense. She said she had difficulty with prosecutors' position that Baldwin allowed safety lapses as a producer that caused Baldwin as an actor to shoot Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal.
As a producer, he didn't follow guidelines, and therefore, as an actor, Mr. Baldwin did all these things wrong.
Jury selection is set to begin Tuesday. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
This is AP News. A Ukrainian high jumper working to maintain focus as she trains for the Paris Olympics.
Katerina Tabashnik's success depends upon utter concentration on the height of the bar in front of her and her body's ability to leap it. But when your home has been destroyed, it feels like a large void, she says. The world-class jumper explains she had been in Estonia in 2022 when she learned that a missile in Kharkiv had struck yet again, killing her mother and obliterating the family apartment. She says, it happened to be that I was close to my mother, and you can't live fully every day because some part of you has been stripped away. Tabashnik, who took a bronze medal at the European Indoor Championships in 2022, says, for Ukrainians, the Olympics is a way to show, to make the world understand that the struggle is ongoing. We are alive, and we show that Ukraine is independent and strong. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.